Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here on a Saturday in Corpus. I'm joined by Casey Anderson, one of the leverage relievers of the Sod Poodles. And Casey, I just will start by asking you how you think the season for you generally is going, because there's been a lot of really good moments for you so far.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been good so far. Got off a little rough at the start, but have, you know, figured some things out, picked up some good things going on, and I think that's kind of the story for our bullpen as a whole. I think we all got off to a little bit of a rough start, or most of us did, and but we're all kind of finding our groove now, finding our stride, and just going to keep going on that.
My exact second question was, I think your season is a lot like the bullpen's. A little bit of a rocky start. You guys have really had a good month plus now. Collectively as a group, what do you think has kind of spurred that?
I think we're all just pulling for each other. We're all, you know, working together every day, trying to help each other get better. Like, there's no one that's going out there and you're, you know, pulling for them to do bad, right? Like, we all want everyone to do good and win baseball games. And, you know, I think that's allowed us to, you know, hit our stride, so.
What about the clubhouse as a whole? Because to me, somebody who's experiencing AA baseball for the first time, I didn't expect it to be this energetic, I guess, with a little bit of older guys in the clubhouse.
Absolutely. I think you have to have that, especially as you're older, and, you know, it gets tougher and tougher to bring that energy each day in and day out when you've been doing it for years now. But that's why it's even more important to, like, bring that energy every day and bring those good vibes. And this group does a really good job at that. So
you've been primarily a late game reliever, but in your professional career and your college career, you've done a lot of starting. Having seen you throw just now for the first time this season, I would never know that you don't have much experience in those late game situations. How are you able to flip the switch in those leverage spots and really have your best stuff late?
That's a great question. I think that's just how I've pitched my whole life. Like, even when I was a starter, I every moment was a high leverage situation. And, you know, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But especially in late games, it definitely works. And, you know, I think now that I've figured out how to, I guess, bottle that into the right moments, it's allowed me to then release that, you know, late in the game and you know, really go out there with my best stuff. So,
can you describe, like, the mental flow state that you get into when you're out there trying to close out a one-run game?
Sure. Everything just slows down. You know, you toe that slab and just feels like everything's literally in slow motion. You're just such in a good state of mind, and nothing matters. You're just perceiving things as they happen. You're not worried about, you know, what the umpire's doing or the crowd or anything. It's just you and the hitter.
Can you describe your relationship with Gabby, your pitching coach, and what he does for you and the staff as a whole?
Absolutely. Gabby's a beast. Gabby, he really finds ways to pull the best out of you each and every day. You know, whether it's a slight adjustment or challenging you on something you're already doing well, like, he just finds ways to make you better each day, to find ways to help you again, bring it each day and want to get a little bit better. So
you pitched collegiately at Utah Valley. What's it like living in Orem, Utah? I feel like a lot of people don't really know much about that part of the world.
Yeah, it's honestly not as weird as probably some people might think it is, with, you know, obviously the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or, you know, more culturally known as the Mormon Church, is pretty prominent there. But it's honestly, you know, just a normal place. There's mountains everywhere, but the weather's good for the most part. And you get all the seasons, but it's just a good little area, good growing now, not even little anymore, but good part of the world. Very similar, I would say, to in terms of kind of how, like, the neighborhoods are laid out and stuff, and the city itself. It's similar to Phoenix, where, like, there's, you know, downtown Phoenix, I'd say that's Salt Lake, and then there's kind of suburbs all around it. It just goes all south instead of, and a little bit north, but it's more like in a straight line instead of Phoenix, which is like a big square. Similar-ish layout to that. I loved it there.
Geography lesson with Casey Anderson. Last one. Any goals, short-term or long-term, for the rest of the season, other than just keep on keeping on?
Just keep on keeping on. You know, I want to continue to see the velo gains. I think that's been good. I want to hit 100 at some point this year, so I'd say, other than that, just keep on keeping on.
Triple digits, it's a good goal. Casey, thanks so much for the time.
Sweet, thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.